Well, might be the last time I ever see this town. It's been good.
Just heartbreaking tonight. A popular resort town in the path now of a massive wildfire. Officials ordering about 22,000 people to leave South Lake Tahoe as the Caldor fire continues to spread fast and out of control. And there you can see on the map where it's happening. Flames have now scorched more than 270,000 square miles. Hundreds of structures have been destroyed, and officials are worried that an area well known for its outdoor activities could be reduced to ash. Cliff Savakul is the fire chief with South Lake Tahoe Fire Rescue, and he's joining us live tonight with the very latest. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Let's start with the current state of Lake Tahoe right now. What's happening?
Well, we have massive fires coming in from the south side. I just came from out there. We have a large spot fire that's come across one of the main highways, and it's actually heading towards some structures. So we pulled the trigger this morning based off red fire weather, red flag weather conditions to have the entire community evacuate. And so even though there's a massive traffic jam getting out of town, it was good news for us because it meant that the citizens were actually heeding the warnings and evacuating.
Do you know how many people have had to leave, an estimate?
So we had 23,000 in the city, and there's about 10,000 that live in the unincorporated area south of us that also evacuated.
Wow.
And we also constantly have a lot of tourists. It can be 100,000 people during busy weekends. It's been a little bit lower because of the smoke, but it was probably 30,000 people or so.
Some of these images, Chief, that are coming out of there are truly incredible. Walk us through some of the logistical challenges that the fire crews are having in trying to get to the fire and fight it.
It's some pretty dense forest areas and some pretty steep hills. We were actually hoping there's a lot of granite in there. We were hoping that would have slowed the fire, but because the drought we've been in, because the fuel moisture is so low, because we've had such dry, hot winds, it's just made every single dozer line and path we try to put in front of the fire, it just jumps in. And with all the big fires going on throughout the state of California, it's very hard to get enough resources to manage a major incident such as this.
Mm-hmm. And the damage to property, last I read, 600 structures lost, another 20,000 are being threatened. How are your crews holding up?
It's tough because a lot of them actually live in the community too. So they had to evacuate their homes, get their families out of town, and then come back to work. And so every firefighter's on duty we've got. And so we're staffing up more than double our normal engine companies. We're helping out our neighbors, they're staffing up. But myself, I had to evacuate my house this morning after I sent out the evacuation warning to everyone else. And so it's very surreal right now for my firefighters.
Yeah, I can imagine. And so many of us from around the country think of Tahoe as a vacation spot, but there's a lot of people that live there year-round being impacted. How's the community doing?
It's tough. There was a major fire back in 2007, and a lot of people that lived here then are still kind of just opening up that old wound. And this is a massive evacuation, bigger than they've ever had in Tahoe. And so I think a lot of the community members are pretty scared. We had a massive influx of people moving here following the pandemic because they could work remote in this beautiful town. And so it's been an eye-opening experience for sure.
Are there any people who stayed? Do you know of anybody who wasn't able to get out? And can you elaborate on some of the road conditions and the difficulties described as hard to access at some points?
There was only one way out of town, which made it a challenge, about 3 hours to get across the city when people were evacuating. We did have evacuation plans in place a week and a half ago, just in case we got to this point. So we were well prepared. We had buses for people without cars, people with disabilities. We had vehicles for them. So at this point, the only people that have stayed are the ones that refuse to leave, which we can't, at this point, can't force them to leave. If they do leave, they can't come back into the town. But what we do is our police officers, and we have police officers throughout the entire state helping us out. They go door to door. And so if there's somebody that refused to stay, we keep track of that on a spreadsheet. And so once the town's evacuated, we know which homes still have people in them. So it's a distraction for our firefighters, to be honest, but there are some people that chose to stay.
Mm-hmm. As there always are. Before I let you go, do you have the resources that you need? We've heard in so many of these fires, because there are so many and they're so massive, that resources have been an issue. Is that the case for you?
It has been. We've been stretched thin throughout California. The other major challenge is that it's so smoky here that we haven't been able to use the aircraft. Those big jetliners you see that drop the fire retardant and just make a huge impact on stopping it, we couldn't use them because there's just too much smoke and it's just not safe to use the aircraft. So we're we're short on resources in a number of ways.
What's containment at right now?
We're about 14% at 177,000 acres.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to let you go. I know you and your team have a lot of work ahead of you. We're thinking about you, and we'll touch base soon. Hopefully the situation has improved.
Thank you for having me.
Clive Savakul, Lake Tahoe Fire Chief. Thank you.